This recording, Columbia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am 23, and I lived in Bogota, Colombia until I was 19. I'm 23 right now, and I study theater. I grew up with my mom for the first half of my life, and then we moved in with my dad. And growing up in Colombia was, because it's just so different. Now that I'm here in LA, I've been here for 4 years, and it's just a different planet. It's starting with the culture, you know, people over there are just really loud, rambunctious, and they don't really care about, you know, it's not as politically correct, you might say, as it is here. Also the food, fantastically great. Just my dad has a saying, he says that all the food made in the United States is engineered so that it all tastes like plastic. I lived in Bogota, which comes from the word Bacata, which was the name of the tribe, you know, that was there. And then the Spanish came over and took it over, but they held the name. Changed from Bacata to Bogota. No, you know, it's called Bogota. Yeah. I can tell you about theater there. I can tell you the biggest theater festival in the world. It takes place in Bogota, actually, every 2 years. So what they do is they take troops from all over the world, and they come, and for 2 weeks they have daily shows, daily theater shows of troops from, you know, the real deal, Russia, England. They have a guest country every time they have one of these. So this year, it's gonna be next year, and it's England is the host country. So they're bringing the Royal Shakespeare Company to Bogota and everything to do their shows over there. And you can get not only that, but stuff from Africa and Asia and South America. I actually learned about this 2 weeks ago. My thing is movies mostly, but acting, theater is primordial for me.